Now we see a tendency of going towards smaller and smaller cells and a lot of indoor propagation. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's realistic that indoor systems will be planned by someone sitting behind a desk designing where a base station should be?
I think if scientists have their way, that's where it'll go. But I think reality will come out at some point. Again, I think the design methodology has to change. At some point, we need to be able to come up with a simple 3x5 index card in which fundamental rules of deployment need to be written down. So that just as a telephone repairman is able to go to a line today and figure out how to deploy it, at some point, that same person has to be able to do this. And engineers have to do the engineering so well that they have to essentially design themselves out of the job.
Now, browsing through the pages of the conference proceedings here in Bonn, I see a lot of matrix multiplications and Kalman filtering. Digital signal processing is entering into propagation research very rapidly. Is that because of smart antennas or other directions of research?
I think this is a very exciting area. It's an exciting area for systems design, for deployment. Yes, smart antennas have certainly encouraged that area, because until then, that kind of processes were essentially the domain of the channel coding and the modulation guys, and now the propagation guys have got access to the same thing. That is certainly an exciting thing. And I think that is all that, but again, it goes back to the helping to design a system.